This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And now in the second hour of the weekend show, I found out late on Friday that Al came down with a little bit of a tummy bug, so he was unable to get the second hour of the show recorded. Therefore, what I am going to do in the second hour for everyone listening on the radio is highlight some of the company interviews that I recorded this week. Now, this is just four of well over 10 interviews that we posted throughout the week on the website. These are slightly shorter segments due to radio time frames, but if you want to hear any or all of these full interviews, please visit our website, kereport.com. I hope everybody enjoys the second hour packed with company updates. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from AUX Resources, but more so Scotty Resources. I am chatting with Brad Rourke. He is the president and CEO of Scotty Resources. Scotty Resources is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT. And for everyone down in the U.S., you can find the symbol SCTSF. And just to bring everyone up to speed, AUX Resources, their symbol is on the Venture Exchange AUX and on the OTC markets AUXRF. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning both of these companies is because news broke just a couple days ago on April 12th that there is a merger between Scotty and AUX. Now, both of these companies focused in the Golden Triangle. This is the consolidation of a couple land packages that I know a lot of people looking at the Golden Triangle say this needs to happen more in the Golden Triangle because of how fragmented everything is. But Brad, give us an update on the strategy here to merge these two companies.
Sure. Thanks for having me on. This has been a long time in the making. I'm not exactly sure, but I've done over a dozen transactions in the last 5 years, and trying to do exactly that is consolidate the area. And the reason we want to do that is that's going to attract the smarter money or the bigger money or the strategic money. And with my conversations with those types of entities for the last 5 years, that's said, we love the area. We know the geology is fantastic. It's just we need enough running room. And so it's probably my 14th transaction. It's the biggest of them, of course, and been a long time in the making. So we're really happy that we were able to get it done. And I'm excited to go to work.
So obviously you're seeing some synergies between some of the projects. Scotty Resources holds the Scotty Mine, past producing mine. AUX held the Georgia project, as well as a couple other projects, Silver Crown and Independence, all within the Golden Triangle. Now, what synergies are you seeing between some of these projects?
Well, before I was able to consolidate the land around the Scotty Gold Mine, that was a very difficult task and took a couple of years. I started accumulating lands south of Scotty in that Cambria area, which is where the Independence is. There's an old Red Cliff mine there and into the Georgia River. So we've been naturally taking those lands over for years now. And I was also on the board, just so people know, I was on the board of AUX. So I know the geology well, I know the company well, and what Scotty has accomplished over the last few years and what the land package at AUX and NV, you just need to look at a map and you can see it fits all like a glove, right? And so it makes it a big contiguous piece. And, even like if we're going to talk about the Independence, I've got Independence surrounded with Scotty tenure and such. So it just fits in nice. It makes sense to these bigger entities that will help fund us with these things. So it's we've seen it. We've been taking advice from these bigger entities, and This is what they said they wanted, so now we'll see see if they can put their money where their mouth is here in the future. But we don't need any money at the moment, so we're in good shape. But, yeah, you know, and then again, so we have the past producing Scotty Gold Mine. It's a fantastic story. We've had great success up there. That's an old past producing gold mine from the 80s, produced a half ounce per ton. And then on the way, southern end on the AUX side, you know, we drilled Georgia River last season, and that's very much part of the operations of that because, again, I'm familiar with the area. I spent most of my life, adult life in the area. So we had a big program today at the Georgia River, and, you know, we've had some success there. So that, you know, we've got two things that are working really well for us. And then in around that independence is our next thing that we think is, really exciting and can get people excited only because it kind of surrounds some past producing mines as well. But now that we brought everything in together, it just becomes more interesting for the bigger players. So we're excited.
So what's the work that's going to be undertaken this year now that these two companies are merged? What are your plans to drive the company forward and attract that extra bigger money interest?
Sure. So, you know, I'd like to point out that our exploration team, very familiar with the Golden Triangle. Most of my team is going into their fourth year on the ground. You know, just off the top, so we could ask you some quick questions. You know, I'm going to drill 12,500 meters in around Scotty on dominantly three zones and just following up from success that we had in the last two seasons. We're going to drill in around Georgia River and following up on some of that great geology that we have there. And I don't think we vectored in on exactly how many meters, but, you know, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 meters on that southwest vein. And then we're going to really kind of do the very first program in and around that Independence area and put 3,500 meters into there for a first-time drill program. So that'll be what we do for drilling on the properties. Of course, now that we have this big entity that's all contiguous, it allows us to do a lot more geophysics and make that efficient. And so we'll continue doing our mapping and geophysics and such on that Cambria Independence area.
So in terms of cash in the bank then of the merged company, where does the company sit and do you have a general idea of the budget that's going to be spent on this drilling?
Sure. After combining the two companies, there'll be $6.3 million hard dollars in the treasury. That pretty much can get us to what I just described. You know, we have some very big shareholders here who have encouraged to do this and they're very well-heeled or deep-pocketed. And mostly it's their money anyways of the $6.3 million anyhow. You know, I think we're good, you know, if we get some strength in the market, you know, we might top something up here in the next few months. But right now we're feeling pretty comfortable that we have enough money to get through that, the program that I just explained to you now.
Okay. So overall with these programs, then it's to just continue to show the potential at these projects, right? Are you guys going to be moving into any sort of resources, or is it still just more exploration drilling showing more size or scale?
That's a great question. I think it's exploration for the time being, but I can tell you up at the Scotty, we have resource in mind, and, you know, I don't think we'll have a resource to put together by the end of this season, or we'll have some sort of preliminary, because we've done enough meters there. You know, there's non-compliant resource on the Georgia River, as there's a non-compliant resource at Scotty, because the last time these things were worked on were 30 years ago. We have taken a lot of time to try and understand that, and our take is, unless we have the full confidence that if we're going to do a resource, we can't show 1 million ounces at the minimum, there's real no use doing it.
Hey, Brad, great having you on the show. Thank you for taking some of these questions regarding this merger. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Brad to address those. We'll also follow up as more news hits the market, especially when it comes to upcoming drilling. Thanks for your time today, Brad. Have a great rest of your week.
Appreciate your time, gentlemen, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We are getting an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, Chad, it's been a little bit slow on the news front from Ridgeline, but that's why I wanted to bring you back on, is to get an update as the company progresses into a couple drill programs that are starting off in the very near year term. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Ridgeline Minerals does hold 4 properties in Nevada, and the 2 that we're going to be focusing on here is the Salina Project. This is a silver deposit with a gold kicker, 100% owned by the company, and also the Carlin East Project that is on strike from the Leeville Mine. Let's start off with Salina here, Chad. What's the drill program that's going to be starting, and when's it going to be starting?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. So Salina, we're excited to get back out drilling here after a few quiet months, like you mentioned. So we're actually going to be starting at Salina in about a week, right around April 20th is the plan. And we have a 3,500-meter program across 15 to 17 drill holes planned for to get this thing up and going. And we're pretty excited because that's, you know, we drilled only 3,200 meters across 3 programs last year. So this is a larger program than all of last year combined. We're going to be focusing on some select infill holes adjacent to some high-grade zones we drilled last year. And then we're also going to be working on stepping out and expanding the known discovery both to the west and out to the north towards some historic data that we acquired earlier this year that shows that the system continues over a kilometer and a half to the north along the same fault. So going to try to connect that whole story together and show that this project has significant scale potential.
So when it comes to these step-out holes, what's the strategy going to be in terms of general step-out distance?
Right. So we're certainly not at that resource stage yet. I think too many companies sometimes get sucked into trying to do a resource too early, and I think it's more important to understand the grade and scale of a deposit before you start doing infill. So we're going to be doing wide-spaced infill drilling. I mean, we might be doing anywhere from 300 to 500-meter step-outs from existing drill holes and surface expressions of the system with the hope of proving that the overall footprint of this deposit is closer to, you know, 2 kilometers wide in the east-west, and we believe we can prove that it's 2.5 to 3 kilometers long. So it's showing considerable scale, and that's what the focus of this program will be.
Now, can you just remind some people on the grades, with the results, I guess, generally that you saw from the initial discovery here?
Yeah, so it was, once we got our head wrapped around, we were initially looking for a gold deposit, and we found silver. So once we wrapped our head around what that meant, for example, trenching at surface in the discovery area, you have outcropping mineralization of 38 meters of 0.75 gold and 49 grams silver. So from a gold equivalent perspective or silver equivalent perspective, at a 75 ratio, you're looking at, that's 115 grams silver equivalent oxide mineralization outcropping at surface. So that is quite high grade for open pit mineralization. We have drilling where we're hitting, down a kilometer away, down the dip of that structure, we're hitting 45 meters of, 0.57 grams silver and 0.22 grams gold. So as you said before, it is a silver deposit with a gold kicker. And as, what we see is, multi-ounce silver with, somewhere in the range of 0.2 to 0.5 grams per ton gold on average in this thing. So it's looking like it could be pretty big.
Okay. And again, just to remind everybody, this really is a drill program here where you are just showing the potential size and scale of this resource potentially when you do move into that stage. Let's talk about the Carlin East Project. I understand the drill program will be starting up here a little after the Salina program. When are we expecting drills to hit the ground here, and what are the plans?
Yeah, so we're going to be moving over to Carlin East mid-June. That's going to be a 3-hole, 3,000 to 3,200-meter program, deep holes. And we're testing the same general target as Barrick and Nevada Gold Mine's brand-new discovery at North Leeville, which is only 3 kilometers away to the south along the exact same fault zone that cuts across our project. So, we're in a position at Carlin East where, if we can come in, prove that same concept, the same host rocks are at similar depths of around 800 meters as what you see at North Leeville. So if we can go in there, show that there's a mineralized gold system, that would be a significant catalyst for the company. I mean, Barrick's discovery at North Leeville, they've announced 23.3 meters of 32.6 grams, 33 meters of 17 grams. I mean, it's showing a high-grade trend over a kilometer already. And, I mean, those are world-class gold grades, right? So we think it's a pretty high potential project for us.
So I understand the holes that you're going to be drilling at Carlin East are deeper holes. That obviously ties into what Barrick's seeing at the Leeville discovery, the North Leeville discovery. Why the deep holes needed so early in this program?
Right. Well, this project right from the start has been a deep focus. So certain areas of, you know, as you've seen, the most significant discoveries being made in Nevada these days, whether it be Gold Rush, Four Mile, North Leeville, they're all, you know, anywhere from 800 to 1500 meters depth. That's the future of discovery in Nevada. And so when we picked up Carlin East, we knew that it was a deeper target. But we actually deferred our program last year once we found out Barrick had made a new discovery, because we wanted to better understand exactly what depths and what host rocks were they making, you know, finding this discovery in. So now we know they're drilling between 800 to 900 meters is where they're hitting their zones. It's in the Bootstrap and Roberts Mountain formations, which are the same rocks that cut across our project, on the exact same fault zone that cuts across the project as well. So it's a fairly simple concept. Just go in with three holes, drill directly across the target area, and hope for a little bit of luck too.
Yeah, it's really just working off of what the other drilling is at that North Leeville discovery, right? You're using that data. That's an interesting strategy to really push off your drill program a year to use some other work that's being done around the area.
Exactly. No, thanks. We actually caught a little bit of flack last year for deferring the program, right? They're like, look, they've only hit one drill hole. And we said, yeah, but that's a world-class drill intercept. We should, you know, let's wait and see what it turns into. And they've released plan view maps. They've released cross-sections showing what it looks like. We've been able to build our entire 3D geologic model by projecting those cross-sections and maps onto our project only 3 kilometers away. And we have a much higher degree of confidence now heading into the program than we would have had if I'd have drilled those holes in August of last year.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of budget and cash in the bank, what's the budget for, let's say, a general program, and how much money does the company have?
Yeah, so we our total budget, exploration budget for 2021 is about 2.7 million Canadian. We still have over 3 million in the bank as of today. So, you know, we're able to fully execute on our 6,500 meters worth of drilling at Selena and Carlin East, as well as cover all overhead and land costs through the end of the year. And obviously, anyone that has a calculator near them can tell that, you know, obviously raising additional capital would be something that's in the works for us in the future. But we'd like to think that these are pretty high priority drill programs coming up, and we'd like to see those results come out first.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a nice aspect of it too, right? You don't need to raise money really until after the drill program, so you can let the actual results speak to the market. Not much else to cover here, Chad, but we will follow up as the drill program starts, and also follow up if we get some more news out of some of the other projects, especially Bell Creek, that Barrick is continuing to advance. So in the meantime, we'll follow up on the back end with more news. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Craig.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another night of protests in Minnesota over a deadly police shooting. About 100 people arrested Friday night in the sixth night of protests over the death of Dante Wright, the 20-year-old shot to death by a Brooklyn Center police officer. That officer charged with second-degree manslaughter. China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's 2-year-old son, addressing the media yesterday.
I'm just really hurt for my son because, like, he doesn't have his father now. And it's like, it's kind of stressful on me because, like, I really don't want to do this by myself.
Whitaker also expressing gratitude for the support she has received since Sunday's shooting. The number of COVID deaths worldwide topping a grim milestone. Over 3 million deaths reached this morning based on numbers by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. recording the most deaths, over 566,000. According to JHU, 9 countries have yet to record a COVID death. This is USA Radio News. Enough is enough. That seems to be the message from President Biden after a deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed in Thursday's shooting at a FedEx facility. Biden sharing his thoughts at the White House Friday.
Every single day there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas. It's a national embarrassment and must come to an end.
19-year-old Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman, the former FedEx employee killed by what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators at Hole's home Friday seizing evidence, no word on a motive. Meanwhile, Biden facing backlash from some Democrats over an apparent flip-flop over refugee limits. Biden campaigning with a promise to lift the refugee cap from 15,000 imposed by President Trump to 125,000. Friday, the White House announces the cap will remain at 15,000. That leads to criticism from some Democrats like Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who calls the decision unacceptable. Later on Friday, the White House says the cap will be lifted next month, and it will be somewhere between 15,000 and 62,500. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Vizsla Silver Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, the news that came out today, some impressive drill results from this Napoleon area on the larger project here of this Panuku silver and gold project. The headline number says Vizsla hits 300 meters to the south of Napoleon, doubling the length. The drill result is almost 4.5 meters. That is true width at over 2,700 grams per ton silver equivalent. So 2.7 kilograms silver equivalent here. Mike, give us some insights on this drill result and now the expansion that you guys are seeing with the step out hole here.
Well, thank you. And we even had in that 12 kilograms of silver equivalent over just under a meter. So there's some spectacular high grades. But I think the significance of this result is that we've actually extended the strike now to just about 600 meters of strike at the Napoleon proper discovery area. And we've tracked that at 300 meters of depth as well, too. So this panel, which is now 600 meters by 300 meters, is really progressing with mineralization. And the release prior to today's, we came out with an average vein width of over 4 meters and an average grade of it over 440 grams per ton silver equivalent. So, you know, just to kind of show that we're very rapidly putting meat on the bones here. And, you know, I think we see the pathway to a very significant resource eventually on Napoleon.
Mike, what about the true width of this vein, or at least this drill result of almost 4.5 meters? That's quite wide for really any type of silver, high-grade silver vein in Mexico or around the world. Give us some context here.
Yeah, so with that average true width of the vein that we've calculated on the 54 holes at Napoleon now, it's over 4 meters. So a 4 meter true width vein underground in Mexico is it's really impressive. And, at an average grade of over 440 grams silver equivalent, plus some very high grade areas, it could be a very profitable operation.
So what's going to be the follow-up then here? Just how big could this Napoleon vein now be, and what kind of work do you need to do to prove that out?
So we've announced 600 meters of strike. We've mapped Napoleon for over 2 kilometers. So, if you even start to look at some of the dimensions on what it could be, which is, 2 kilometers by 300 depth from what we've drilled so far. Of course, it's open north, south, and at depth. I think you can start to see the legs that Napoleon has to grow into something very, very significant here. And of course, that's less than 4% of the total overall vein extent of the district. We have about 80 kilometers of vein extent of known veins throughout the district. So just to give you an idea of how big this district could be, just alone the Napoleon vein could be a junior company could have a project just based on the Napoleon vein alone. But we have 80 kilometers of vein strike in the district. So it really is significant. And what we'll continue to do is just drill on Napoleon. We have 4 rigs turning and lots of news to come.
So what about testing out all these other opportunities? We have talked about some of these other areas, but as you said, Napoleon could be a company maker for one junior, but you guys have all kinds of other opportunities as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, it is a true district here. And so, we are drilling Napoleon with 4 rigs. We have 1 rig at Tejitos, which is about 500 meters to the east of Napoleon. And we had some excellent results there recently as well, too. High-grade multi-kilo results there. But in addition to Tejitos and Napoleon, which are on the western side of the district, we are also actively drilling in the central part of the district at Animas and Cordon de Loro, which are both, very long, 5 kilometer plus veins running through the district. And then we have the eastern section of the project that we're generating targets and new veins to drill. We have over 150 targets that we're working through in an exploration matrix. So it's a very active exploration program, 8 rigs turning. I think that, we'll be in a position to really explore and get a significant amount of value out of the district here.
So with 8 rigs turning and still all this exploration potential, I get the strategy of going out and continuing to show all the opportunity and all the blue sky potential. But when does it get to a point here where the company needs to shift into resource and putting some economics around this project?
Well, the spacing that we're doing at Napoleon is resource spacing drilling. So, I think it's something that we're very active on. And of course, the grid drilling that we're doing is based on, resource style drilling. So we'll be moving towards that, and economics will follow a resource. And that could be, in the future, near future sometime. But we're not really putting a timeline on it because there's a lot more to find here at Napoleon. I think we have a strategy where more than half, five of our 8 rigs are drilling on resource style targets, so Napoleon and Tejitos, and then 3 are doing some more of the quote unquote wildcat drilling to generate new targets across the district. So we balance it well, and we operate as a team very well here. And what's impressive is that team that we have that's been compiled in a relatively short time, but it's working together very well. And the evidence, of course, is that is continued discovery and a smooth drill program going on at the project.
So, Mike, when you compare these results to other projects in Mexico or around the world, again, these are some very nice results in terms of width and just simply in terms of grade. What is possible here? In a big picture sense, what are the goals of the company? What do you think this project could yield in terms of total ounces or any other metrics that you're using?
Well, of course, it's something that's difficult to you know, with compliant rules and things like that, difficult to put a projection on without a resource. But, you know, just looking at the average strike and the width of the Napoleon vein, I see there, you know, that could very well be a pathway to 50, 60, even 100 million ounces of silver equivalent there. Now, across the entire district, I think it's possible that, you know, it could be sitting on one of these famous Mexican long-lived epithermal vein fields, like a San Dimas or a Palmarejo, you know, any of these, you know, kind of significant silver fields that, you know, significant to companies in the last cycle.
Okay. So then in terms of cash in the bank, to just continue to move all this drilling forward and continue to show the blue sky here, where does the company stand?
We have about $20 million in the bank, so we're fully funded for our drilling, and we're in good shape.
And in terms of news flow, is it going to just be continuous drill results then?
Yeah, exactly. It should just continue to be these meaningful drill results and these high grades, and basically extending the known mineralization at Napoleon.
Now, Mike, I know the market is broadly under pressure, especially precious metal stocks, and pretty much across the board, a lot of these stocks have dropped. But even on the back of the news today, the stock, as we're recording this, is up about 1%, just over 1%. Do you think that's simply because the market is down, or is the market completely misunderstanding something about this news release?
Well, I think we are now moving into the, you know, stage of where the company is beyond exploration and more into, you know, defining mineralization at Napoleon and showing the mineralized extent of this vein. And I think there's a transition period here as institutions and other sophisticated investors start to take an interest in what's possible here, and, you know, those that are early are able to kind of capture some of those the gains and you know, kind of be early in the story again. Of course, we're trading about 50% from our high last summer.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up with Mike if more news comes out, and also to get all of your questions answered. Mike, I appreciate the update today. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Corey. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Quentin Haney again today, president and chairman of Novo Resources, and we are getting an update from Novo Resources. Traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Now, Quentin, the company came out with news today regarding a financing, $22 million Canadian private placement priced per unit at $2.55. A half warrant is included in that unit, exercisable at $3 per warrant. Now, Quentin, I've gotten a lot of questions this morning. I know there's a lot of chatter on the boards about this financing. Just start us off with why raise the money now?
Yeah, that's a good question, Corey. Look, we got our PEA, the results from the PEA out to the market about, I think it was a week and a half ago or thereabouts. In that, we don't have our report actually published yet. Optiro is working on that. They're very, very close to having it finalized. But what they've done is made recommendations. Anybody that's read a 43-101 knows there are always recommendations in the report as to how the company should proceed with certain aspects of its project. In this case, we have strong recommendation to do resource upgrade drilling as quickly as possible in advance of mining. Okay, mining is progressing well. The ramp up is progressing well at site. But what they've basically said is, put your skates on and get resource upgrade drilling on a high density, in this case 20 by 20 meter spacing, done as quickly as possible. What does this do for us? It helps us upgrade a lot of the current resource we have, which is inferred, and get it up to indicated and perhaps even a lot of it up to measured. Okay, so this is chief goal number one for us based on this report. It is something we discussed internally inside the board over the past week or so, and we decided to raise the money we need to get this program done. Now, this will include not only resource upgrade drilling on the 20 by 20 meter spacing, and in fact, we'll probably do 10 by 10 meter spacing in certain areas, but it will also allow us to explore and expand the Beaton's Creek deposit. As we stated in the news release around the PEA, we do see lots of opportunities to grow the deposit at Beaton's Creek, and we would like some capital to get that done and going as quickly as possible. Why do we need to do it instantaneously? Look, we're starting a mine, guys. We are digging rock out of the ground. And we don't have the luxury of kicking back and waiting, say, for 6 months or so for the complete ramp up to go and to get to the cash flow levels that we project in the PEA. We've got to get this work going now. And we have decided collectively as a board to get this program underway.
Okay, so that touched on a lot of the chatter that's going on out there. Is since the company is in production, why can't you use those funds from production to finance this exploration?
Sure. Look, it's simple. In any mine, you have, especially in ramp up here, you got a projection of cash flow, and we have a very solid model built around our cash flow projections during ramp up. You know, we're going to get to cash flow neutral, cash flow positive over the next few months. We're probably getting close to it right now, but we do not have the bandwidth. We don't basically have cash in the bank to do this work that's been recently recommended. Yes, there will be cash coming from the mine over the next few months. Like, we'll see that income in the PEA come in into the company, but we need to get this work going now. So, again, it's basically a matter of priority at this time.
So, Quentin, why is it so critical to get this 20 by 20 meter spacings or even 10 by 10 meter spacings drilling done to upgrade the resource? What is the urgency?
Okay, so it's for mine planning. We need to know with great clarity how we're going to advance the mine, where we're going to mine, and schedule all of that from here on out. We do have a mine schedule developed for the first, say, year and a half or two around most of the oxide, but that does not include looking ahead to the years 2, 3, and 4. Look, there's a lot involved with mining. For example, we've got to start submitting our permits for the fresh material. In fact, I think the schedule for that is sometime in June, if I understand things correctly. So basically, we have to have these answers now so that we can plan our future. And I know it's a bit complicated when a company has to do things like this, especially after we've been made recommendations by our qualified persons. But this is how we operate. We take the best advice we can from very smart people and say, okay, let's get our focus, on whatever needs to be addressed. Now, there's a few things I'm going to talk about with regard to the drilling that we're going to be undertaking here, this 20 by 20. We do see, look, we've kind of, modeled mining scenarios internally, and we do see opportunity to bulk mine certain areas. What do I mean by that? Well, if anybody knows Beaton's Creek, you got a layer cake geology with these conglomerates. And at, say, Golden Crown Hill, for example, we see a considerable amount of material, say, in the 0.5 to 1 gram levels between different reefs that might be able to allow us to bulk mine this thing. Okay, by having 20 by 20 meter drilling and getting it done soon, like basically prioritizing the order in which we drill different areas, we can start to see some of that benefit come our way. That's actually a very, very good thing. Look, there's other minutia detail that I could go into, but it does really help us beef up the resource and get everything going to a point where, say, down the road, we can start talking about how we're going to, actual reserves and things like this.
Okay. Now, how long will this drill program take then?
It'll be intense. We're going to do a lot of drilling over the next, say, 3 to 4 months. Now, part of that means we're going to have to increase our lab throughput. Look, that has been a challenge. One of the biggest challenges in Australia at the moment is people. There's a commodity boom. Okay, in short, iron ore prices are what, like $170. Gold prices are still quite high, and everybody's working. I mean, it's just flat out. It's trying to get a report out of Optiro, for example, has taken longer than we anticipated. But in the laboratories in particular, they just don't have the staff that's needed to do the manual labor, like prep samples, as fast as they can. Therefore, we're looking at ways to help that situation. I think we've got some solutions that'll complement this drill program that we have planned, and it'll help us get this thing done too sweet.
So is there any exploration? Is there any chance of adding ounces to this resource, or is this simply de-risking?
No, absolutely. Look, not only does this give us the ability to improve our resource base, it allows us to start stepping out of Beaton's Creek. Anybody that read our news releases in, I think, October and November last year can see that we've got clear targets emerging around Beaton's Creek, so just immediately adjacent to the existing resource, but also things like the Skyfall target to the south, the area off to the west where the conglomerates come back out of the ground again. Yes, this money will allow us to tackle those things as well.
Okay. So, Quentin, what do you want to leave everyone with the understanding of? Because, in all fairness, I have received a few emails of people that are disappointed at the price that this financing took or was or is being executed at, and also the timing of it.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's not always comfortable to do a raise, but when you get news like this from, you know, very smart people who are basically giving you the best guidance they can on how you should proceed and forward, you know, you gotta take their advice. And this is what we're doing. We're doing the most prudent thing we think is possible and going to upgrade this resource like we've been advised. The other thing is, you know, timing. Look, the gold market has been soft over the past 7 or 8 months since August when it peaked. It's a bit disappointing, like this morning, you know, when the prices were being set and so forth, and we were kind of gauging interest. Look, you know, the price of gold came off this morning. I honestly thought it was going to break through 1750, and it actually went back the other way. It's annoying at times, but that's kind of what you have to deal with sometimes.
All right, well, Quentin, hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fletch@kereport.com, and I will get Quentin to address those. Quentin, thank you for the update today. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
Thank you, Corey.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.